The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, everybody, and welcome. Ryan Ballinger here with you. Robbie Berger is our guest. He is the man behind Bob Does Sports. If you are an older person, you may not be aware of Bob Does Sports, but if you are my age, 40 or younger, you have probably heard of Bob Does Sports. So, Robbie, thank you for coming on with us. We appreciate it. Tell everybody where you are right now.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I hope we have a couple 50 or 60-year-olds in here. I'm sure not too many, but hopefully we squeezed a few. And I am in Vancouver, British Columbia, of all places.
And you're traveling on a Bob Does Sports trip. Obviously, this gig has taken you all kinds of places all over the world. What does your travel schedule look like these days between the content that you create, the events that you host, the Breezy brand, the stuff with Five Iron Golf, which we'll get into? You got to be logging a lot of miles.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's so on the go that sometimes we don't even realize till like we get home how long we have been gone. But it's all over. It's a traveling circus, man. It really is. But the guys, we have such a close-knit group and such a close crew that we have so much fun traveling together. But it's a lot. There's times we're gone 2 months at a time, and we kind of just choose where we're going to go, whoever we're going to be collabing with. And I can't complain, man. It's pretty incredible.
What's the size of the crew of the people who travel from thing to thing, and what is the size of Bob Does Sports as a business? How many people work with you day to day?
Yeah, so in total for the Bob Does Sports team, we have 5 people on our team. So we actually, compared to other channels, we travel pretty light. So it's a pretty close crew. And then we have a full team from Doing Things Media. Doing Things is who I went in with the company with on Bob Does Sports, and they've been a huge help. So they have a whole sales team behind them and whatnot, and they've kind of set the foundation for us to be able to do it. Because when we started doing this, and I'm not too sure to answer your question how many people they have, but it's a pretty big crew that they have, and they're a well-oiled machine, man. They've helped us to where we can just focus on the golf and the content, and they do everything kind of behind the scenes, and they have been incredible. So Doing Things has been awesome.
Can you give a little bit of the origin story of how you came up with, all right, I'm going to do this channel, and then how you got together with Doing Things to kind of create this partnership?
Yeah, so it was right around COVID. It was about 2020. Reed Haley, the CEO of Doing Things, me and him had wanted to do something for a while, and I knew the reach that they had between all of their channels and how big that they were. But at the time, I was always locked in with a different podcast company or whatnot. So it was the first time that I was free and kind of on my own. And I had reached out to him, and we always wanted to do something together. So when we got started, we kind of just came up. Originally, it was going to be man on the street type stuff, and we would go to different events, go to different stadiums. So we came up with the Bob Does Sports. That's what we were doing originally. And it was doing good, but it didn't really hit. It wasn't really hitting the way that we wanted to. So when we first started doing golf content, we realized how much more we could get out of it. Because we could do 18 holes, do 2 different videos in those 18 holes. And yeah, the man on the street stuff with all the traveling, it wasn't necessarily sustainable to get one video out a week, a different event a week, a different stadium a week. So that's how we kind of got the ball rolling.
I guess when did you know that you had something with golf? When did that click for you? Like, hey, we not only can make more content, but people are really connecting with it.
Yeah, it's a good question. The first video we had that really, really kind of popped off and got us started I told my best friend Joey Coldcuts that we were going to be taking him to Torrey Pines, and he always wanted to play Torrey Pines. And instead, we took him to, without question, the worst golf course in California. And he was all excited, and he was working a full time job at the time. So it was a brutal joke, but I knew we had to do something to mix it up and really pop the channel off. So he, when he got to the course, he threw a fit, and that was the video that really kind of popped it all off. And then from there, really, really had the ball rolling.
Was there a lot that you had to learn in the business of content creation, video creation, and how to get your brand out there that maybe you didn't know before you got into this?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, just kind of gauging what people liked, what they were looking for, kind of the science behind all of YouTube, because it really is. It really is a science behind it. It's pretty insane. The thing for me that was the most eye-opening that I've learned more this past year than some of probably any years of my life is the business behind it and everything that goes into it. And obviously doing things is so huge for me, but between Breezy, which is our apparel line, and then Bob Just Sports as well, all the different business standpoints to it and everything that goes behind that was very eye-opening to me. And I've learned so much this year about that. And I know I still have so much more to learn, but it's exciting. And honest to God, Ryan, I love it so much that it doesn't feel like a job, and I'm open to learning more. And it's been truly, truly incredible.
I think it's kind of important to be able to embrace that business side of things. I mean, I know there are lots of people who are creative types who are like, just someone else can handle that. You just show me the receipts. And then there are kind of people who like the, you know, like to learn about it. And it sounds like you're more on that part of it.
Yeah, I'm very hands-on with it. It's something that I'm so passionate about that I'm very hands-on with it. I like to know what's going on. And you know, I'm in business with my best friends, so it's not even doing things, it's also us too. And I want them to be informed of what's going on. And we talk about it all the time because we love it. You know, it doesn't stop. Like when we're done filming, when we're out to dinner, we're talking about the different sides of the business and different things that we have upcoming. There's a mutual passion between all of us with it. But yeah, I mean, I love it. I really do. I'm very passionate about it. So I really, really like to know what's going on. And I think it's definitely helped us for sure.
How have your business plans changed? How has your perspective on what your business could be changed with coming out with an apparel line, doing what you're doing with Five Iron Golf, creating tournaments? I mean, I can't imagine you thought about doing those things when you first started, but those opportunities have come along.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, doing things have really showed me things that I never, they kind of like, even with the apparel line and all of that, a lot of it's scary when you're first starting because it's a big thing and you don't want it to go wrong. And yeah, they've really kind of opened my eyes to it. And I'm really, really thankful that they've been able to do that for me. But everything that we've talked about, we kind of just jumped with them. I mean, we've never said no. We've always, I've been in really good hands with them, and everything that we've done so far. I mean, of course we've had hiccups here and there. I think every company does, but for the most part, they've always steered me in the right direction with it. And everything that we've done, we've gone pedal to the metal with it to where it's been able to work. And yeah, they've showed me a whole new side of things that I didn't even think was true 2 years ago.
What has ever surprised you about your audience, about the people who watch your content, who consume it? What surprises you about it? What have you learned about them? What have they learned about you, I guess, also, too?
It's a great question. Yeah, they the biggest thing for me, the internet now, no matter what channel you go to, no matter what it is, you're going to have a lot of negativity in there because that's just, it's just the way it is. And there's nothing that you could do to avoid that. For our channel, the amount of positivity that we get and how supportive our fan base is, and of course, you're going to have comments here and there, and we're so used to it now that it just kind of rolls off. But more so than any channel I've seen, it's such a supportive audience. It really is. They are so good to us. And even when we meet them, you know, whether it be on the golf course, when we're out, just talking to them, you could tell how invested they are into it, and they really feel like they're a part of the journey, which they are, and that's exactly what we want. And we've noticed that. And I, again, it, just the comments and the feedback that we get is so overwhelmingly positive that it's really nowadays, it's not necessarily the normal on the internet, and we see it, and it's something that we're definitely very, very grateful for. And it's wild to us.
It feels like, I mean, to be able to put on events, right, and to have an apparel line, you have to feel like you've built a sense of community with your fans. How has that happened? Has that been something that's been conscious or just something that kind of happened on its own and then you had to kind of take the ball and run with it?
Yeah, you know, and I think the good thing that we have going is we're just being ourselves, and I think the fans see that. And whether they see the content off the camera, I mean, if they see the content off the golf course or on the golf course, it's the same stuff. I mean, this is it's really us. So for us, it helps us that we don't have to try and be anybody that we're not. And I think they just see a group of friends who are very close that are just having so much fun, not necessarily the best golfers out there. And I think people enjoy that. And I think they hopefully see how authentic it is, because for us, we're just being us, and it's definitely helped. And I think it's really, really created that loyal fan base.
Don't want to be negative, not trying to be negative in asking this, but is there anything that you found out in doing this that's not particularly fun? That something maybe you just got to do or got to, that's kind of part of the deal, but maybe isn't as fun as the content that you create?
Yeah. To be completely honest with you, I'm having so much damn fun that there's really, I mean, look, sometimes the travel could wear on you. I guess a little bit, but man, if that's the worst of my worries, we're doing okay. Right. And you know, sometimes with the business side of it, you know, you're in business with your best friends, so you definitely have hiccups there for sure. Sometimes that could be hard, and you know, for me, sometimes you have to have conversations that you necessarily don't want to have with your best friends or are tough. But every one of us hold each other accountable, and I think we do a really, really good job of it, and then we keep it moving. So thankfully, it's such a close group, and not to be cliche, but it really is a family. Like we're really, really close, so we're able to have tough conversations that, again, you don't necessarily want to have or are tough to have with your best friends. But we do such a good job with it, and the guys are so great that they make it easier to have those conversations maybe than somebody else that might have to do something like that. So yeah, that's definitely been the part of it, is being in business with your best friends. It's very rewarding, but at the same time too, you definitely have your challenges.
Other than your personalities, what you guys bring to the content that you guys create, what are the interesting skill sets that each of you have that are maybe complementary to each other?
The thing that's amazing is if you look at the channel, you truly, there's not a single guy that you could take out. Like each piece to the puzzle is so crucial. Like you have Fat Perez, who's this wild guy, who's an unbelievable golfer, which we need a good golf because me and Joe are terrible. And then, you know, you have Joe who can blow up on the course and people love him. He's fascinating. And then I guess I kind of just keep the spirits high and keep them all together. But yeah, that's the crazy thing about the channel. And then you have the Jet, our editor, who's crucial in the channel as well. Each piece is needed. You can't take out one single person or one single piece to the puzzle. And we definitely realize it. So it's something that I know we need to keep this crew together for as long as we're doing it. I couldn't imagine doing this without any of the guys that we have. And I think that plays huge for us just in our content and everything we have going, because everybody knows how important their role is.
Kind of have never been in that position of being someone that people are aware of culturally and the level that you are or Bob Does Sports is. Do you have like a time frame for how long you want to do this? Is there okay, 5 years from now I'd be cool with stopping, or have you ever even thought about that?
I want to go as long as people will keep watching me. And I mean, I look, anything can happen down the road. Right now, Ryan, I don't see a day where I ever want to stop doing this. I mean, I truly am having so much fun with it. And I think our mindset, which is really, really good, and I like a lot, if you ask any of the guys, we truly feel like it could just all be taken away from us tomorrow, which it could. And we really have that mentality to where we soak in all of these moments and Yeah, we want to do this for as long as people are willing to watch us and click view on the video.
What's kind of you have bucket list content. You have bucket list places you want to go film and create content, places you want to play, things you want to experience. And what does that look like?
Yeah, you know what? For me, I've always wanted to go to Hawaii. So I think Hawaii would be awesome. We have a Euro trip coming up with Rick Shields, which should be awesome. So for me, I haven't really traveled too much out of the country, so I know I'll be a fish out of water. But to take this crew out to go to that Euro trip that we're going to be doing, we're going to be going to Scotland, and Rick will be such a great host. That's probably my bucket list that we're going to get to cross off soon. So that'll be incredible. And then we're rolling out. We always do golf content, but for us to kind of shake it up, everybody's wanted to see, content outside and off of the golf course. So the content of us going to Europe and soaking in, so not just doing your bucket list, but being able to document it, that's going to be pretty insane.
Mentioned Rick Shields, obviously another big channel in the golf world space. What's been your favorite collaboration so far? And is there anyone that you haven't hooked up with content-wise that you'd like to connect with?
Yeah, somebody that we haven't filmed with that I would love to. I'm a huge Charles Barkley fan, so I don't know how much Charles is into the YouTube golf scene, but that for me would be incredible. We love having guys on the channel that kind of go at us, that chirp us a little bit, and we give it back, and that's all like fun competitiveness. But I think the best, or probably my favorite collab we've ever done was we did with Max Homa. From PGA Tour, and there was a moment there, like when me and Joe looked at each other. Me and Joe started the show together, where we were on the tee box with Max, and I remember before we teed off, me and Joe looked at each other, and like we both couldn't believe that this was happening and that this was going on right now. So that's probably one of the best ones that we've ever done. Or we did one with Barstool and Foreplay Pod. And I've always wanted to work for Barstool, and that was always a thing for me. And I ended up, doing it on my own. So that was really cool when we were playing against them, and that was one that I wanted to win, that we all wanted to win really bad. But yeah, the most surreal moment was with Max, and I vividly remember looking at Joe and having that moment with Joe. That was really cool, and the video ended up being great.
How about from a consumer standpoint? I mean, you create a ton of content, but are you a consumer of your own kind of industry, so to speak, your niche of the world? And what are some of your favorite pieces of content or creators that you enjoy checking out when you have the chance?
Yeah, I watch every bit of content. I really do. I like seeing what other channels are doing, and I definitely watch Good Good. I think Good Good's awesome. They're so creative on the different videos that they kind of roll out and come out with. And then there's these guys from Barstool called Spitting Chicklets,
Yeah.
that I just find them. They chirp each other. They're hockey guys, so they got that hockey slang, which I find just hysterical, and they really go at each other. So that's another one that I just love. But yeah, we watch everything that comes out. Even on these trips, when we're in the living room all just hanging out after a round, we're watching everything.
What's one thing that you haven't done or haven't tried to tackle yet that you'd like to tackle content-wise?
I would say what we're doing now is something that, and it took us a while to do it and finally get the ball rolling. We just started doing it on this trip, was having an extra. I'm a guy where I want a camera rolling all the time, because everything that happens with this crew, and especially even more so off the golf course, people always say to each other, your friend group, you always say, man, if there's only a camera rolling on us. And me, it was like, all right, well, let's get a camera rolling on us. So that's the big thing, is the behind the scenes content is something I've always wanted to do, because I think it could kind of separate us from just being a golf channel. And
Sure, yeah.
I think there's a lot we have to offer with that, of us going out to dinner and all the behind the scenes. So that's something that we started rolling out that I've always wanted to do, and I'm watching that come together, and I'm very, very excited for that, because I just think it'll add a whole new wrinkle to our channel, and definitely change the game up, I hope, a little bit.
Well, Robbie, thank you for hopping on with us. I really appreciate it. Dropping in from Vancouver. Hope you enjoy Whistler. It sounds like where you're heading next. And hopefully we'll catch up with you down the line. You'll be even bigger and better than where you already are.
Brian, thanks so much, man. I appreciate you taking the time. Thanks for having me.